reach the island.
T-minus 5 seconds to critical mass.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just one day left of competition for the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships. PDGA Radio is here to keep you up to date with the Disc Nation leaderboard and the schedule for Saturday's semifinal and final rounds. Also, we have a winner to announce for this year's DGA Basket Giveaway. I'll tell you where you could soon be seeing 18 new sunburst orange baskets making up a course near you. It's coming your way on this special edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you in part by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, bringing you the Gateway Open in Centralia, Illinois, September 13th and 14th. PDGA Radio's special coverage of the 2008 Disc Golf World Championships is brought to you by Gateway Disc Sports and GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. There, David and his staff would like to wish the best of luck to all the players this week in Kalamazoo and announce the opening of their new online retail store for Gateway's disc golf bags, cool-looking stencil dies, dead stamps and tie-dye shirts, and more. Stop by GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com to check it all out. New custom products added every week. Gateway Disc Sports is also hosting an upcoming B-tier event in Central Illinois on September 6th and 7th. This par 72 course at Foundation Park is one of the most picturesque and challenging courses in the country. The Gateway Open in Centralia is within 3.5 hours of 10 major cities, including Bowling Green, Memphis, Chicago, St. Louis, and the Quad Cities. All players will receive 2 discs in their player's package, and there will be several baskets given away. So register today online or call Gateway Disc Sports for more information. And remember to visit GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com. Today's look at the leaderboards for the 2008 PDGA World Championships is being brought to you by Disc Nation, one nation under par. Starting in the Open Men Division, there David Feldberg had a 9-throw lead entering Friday's round at the Timber Ridge course. However, by the time the round was over, Feldberg had recorded one of his worst tournament rounds in nearly a year, but still somehow manages to have an 8-throw lead entering Saturday's semifinal round at the Oshtemo course, and is still in great position as he hopes to win his first world title to add to his already impressive disc golf resume, which includes the current number one world ranking. Last year's world champion Nate Doss is the one now in second place after he gained 5 throws on Feldberg Friday. Matt Orem is in third, 9 throws off the lead, with Nico LoCastro now in fourth place, 11 throws behind Feldberg. Just 1 throw behind LoCastro and looking to make a push into the semifinals is Mike Randolph, also hoping to throw a good semifinal round and propel them into the final foursome, is 12-time world champion Ken Climo, Jeff Bennett, and Steve Rico, who are 2 throws away from fourth and that final spot in the finals. Barry Schulte and Marcus Schallstrom round out the top 10 going into Saturday. They are 14 behind Feldberg and 3 behind LoCastro's 4th place. The top 48 players qualified for the semifinal round at the Oshtemo course. After that round, the top 4 advanced to play the finals in front of the crowd at the Timber Ridge course. For the Open Women's Division, it appears Valerie Jenkins will make it 2 world championships in a row as she takes a 12-throw lead in a Saturday's play over Michigan's Liz Carr. Des Redding is in third place, 16 behind Jenkins, with Angela Chickfry and Birgitta Lagerholm, Carrie Burligar, Elaine King, and Nicole Fraser. The other ladies qualified for the semifinals. In the Pro Masters, we have Al Shaq just 1 throw ahead of Jim Oates, with Stan McDaniel, Brian McCree, and several others looking to throw a hot round Saturday and catch up some ground. In Grandmasters, there's a tie for the lead between David Greenwell and Greg Hosfeld. They are 10 throws clear of third place Kenny Lee. For the senior grandmasters, it's Peter Scheib with a 7-throw lead over Danny Jeffords and Michael Gates. The Legends division has Raymond Carr managing a 36-throw lead over Tom Skidmore. And likewise, Kathy Hardiman has a 34-throw lead over Sandy Gast in the women's grandmasters. That's your Disc Nation leaderboard for the 2008 Professional Disc Golf World Championships. The amateur divisions have some hotly contested titles up for grabs as well. Details on those amateur standings after this. Are you looking for that one-stop shop to get all your disc golf gear? Visit DiscNation.com to browse through a 20,000 disc inventory at great prices and guaranteed same-day shipping. Disc Nation has one simple philosophy: every disc, every weight, every day. Disc Nation is also the number one disc golf store for collector plastic, CFR discs, first runs, and out-of-print discs. All this and more at DiscNation.com. Disc Nation, one nation under par. The Disc Nation leaderboard continues, and it sees a great battle in the advanced amateur division, with Charlotte and Carolina's Jeremy Colling taking a one-throw lead in the Saturday semifinal round over Canada's 16-year-old phenom Braden Simmons. Buddy Tritt, also from Charlotte, is in third place, but starts Saturday seven throws off the lead. Jason Thompson and Josh Crowell are tied for fourth, eight throws behind Colling, with several others also hoping to make it into the top four and play the final round. For the advanced women, it's still Kelsey Brockle in the lead. She has seven throws over Michelle Fraser and 10 on Paige Pierce. Another good final day battle should be happening in the advanced masters group, where Tim Weimer is leading Mark Roberts by one, with Jim Ferrara in third place, three off the lead. Mark Stedham is still leading the advanced grandmasters, now by six throws over Razor Ray Missy. Terry Calhoun has reclaimed the lead in advanced senior grandmasters. He now leads by three over Chuck Hornsby. Sheila Calhoun leads the advanced women's grandmasters by seven, and Carla DeProfit is ahead by two over Deb Hallmark in the women's advanced masters. Now on to the always intriguing juniors divisions, where Dawn Geist and Karina Carlos have already earned their world titles. Nicholas Duran is leading by 14 in the boys under 10 division over Brock Dowell. Elsewhere, Andrew Coggin has a two-throw lead over Cameron Lincoln in the boys under 13, with Joe Rivera Jr. just three off the lead. Joey Kozlowski leads the under 16 boys group by five over Oscar Stenfeld. And in the under 19 juniors division, David Wiggins Jr. has claimed the lead and holds it by two over James Snappy Cole entering Saturday's semifinal and final rounds. Years ago, from the waters of Lake Shawnee in Kansas emerged treasures that soon became the beginning of LS Discs, now one of the world's leading disc golf outfitters, with thousands of new and used discs and accessories available, along with a unique and fashionable apparel line. LSDiscs.net should be your first stop for disc golf supplies. LS Discs, promoting the sport of disc golf locally and nationally. They would like to wish all the players good luck this week, especially Team LS Discs. The Ypsilanti, Michigan area might soon be seeing 18 sunburst orange baskets decorating a course nearby after the winner of this year's DGA basket raffle was announced. The winner of the baskets? It's Peter Kundolf of Ypsilanti, who had his friend buy one of the DGA raffle discs last week from the Gotta Go Gotta Throw merchandise room in Kalamazoo. And now he has 18 new DGA Mach 3s he needs to find a home for. But that is all the time I have for on this edition of PDGA Radio. I'll have a recap of Saturday's semifinal and final rounds, hopefully late Saturday night, but more than likely Sunday morning. But that will be available for your listening pleasure on PDGA or PDGARadio.com. Thanks again to Gateway Disc Sports with GatewayDiscGolfDirect.com, LS Discs, Fairway Flyers, and Disc Nation. They're one nation under par. Hey disc golfers, next time you're in the Twin Cities area of Minnesota, make sure you stop into Fairway Flyers, undoubtedly one of the finest and largest all-around disc golf pro shops in the world. Customers call it the Mecca of disc golf and a candy store for adults. So stop in and see Mike at Fairway Flyers for everything disc golf related. From an inventory of thousands of discs and accessories to directions and scorecards to the dozens of area courses. If it's disc golf or Minnesota disc golf, it's at Fairway Flyers and fairwayflyers.com. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com.
your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels. The PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries along with comments about the show or programming ideas may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.